Exercise 4. You're going to hear a talk about homeschooling as part of the US education system. The first time, just listen. Then, I'll ask you generally what the speaker is talking about.
Education is compulsory in America, but school is not. While the majority of students are sent to either public or private schools, a tiny number, around 3% of the student population, is homeschooled. But is it really sensible of parents to educate their children at home? Well, the reality is that for some parents there is simply no other choice. In rural parts of America, the nearest school can be very far away indeed. It is quite understandable, therefore, that some parents don't want to force extremely long commutes on their children. Family circumstances can also make regular school attendance difficult. For example, parents who move around a lot for their work cannot simply send their children to different schools every other week. This would be emotionally damaging, and the child would find it very hard to settle and focus. It is easy to sympathize with homeschooling parents in these and similar circumstances. Another common reason given for homeschooling is concern over safety and behavioral problems in public schools. In particularly poor and deprived areas, this fear is very real. The influences children encounter at school are very often not at all positive. However, only a small number of parents who homeschool say this, or any reason previously mentioned, is why they do not send their children to school. In fact, the most common reason, given by almost half of parents, is that they think they can do a better job themselves than a government or private school can at educating their children. And perhaps parents are capable of schooling their children at primary level, but the range and difficulty of subjects in secondary education is much greater. Most parents would surely struggle to give as complete an education as state schools for that reason. Besides, education is only one consideration. Children who attend school also learn social skills and make friends. They are in real danger of slower social development or of feeling lonely if they are homeschooled instead. In short, there is no doubt that some parents can and do educate their children successfully at home, and have very good and understandable practical reasons for doing so. However, are we expected to agree with the reason that most parents give, that they can do a better job than the state? At school, each subject is taught by a qualified professional in that area. Can parents possibly know more about all the school subjects than people who have specifically studied them for years? And even if a few very talented ones can they also ensure that their children get enough social development at home? This all seems extremely unlikely.